Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Bob, and we're broadcasting today the New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotion from the frozen tundra of Arthur, Illinois, the heart of Amish country, and right in view of the beautiful, wonderful, glorious, fantastic Vine Street Christian Church on the corner of Park and, here it comes, wait, Vine Street. Ha! Thus the name. Amen. Well, it's February 1st, and we are plowing on with Michael Casey from his book, Balaam's Donkey, and here's what the plan's going to be going forward. From today through Sunday, February 14th, that's two full weeks, we will continue doing the Balaam's Donkey homilies, two more weeks of Michael Casey, but we'll add a little spice to them here and there. It could be something different every day. Today, as we did yesterday, we're going to go back and hear a little poetry. But it could be something different every day. So a little gift to get you through the back half of our New Year Launching Pad series. And then after February 14th, we take Monday and Tuesday off. And on Wednesday, February 17th, we'll start our Lenten daily devotional, our journey to Easter, the empty tomb. And we're already putting together some good stuff for that. So hope you stay with us and make it a regular habit, your daily devotional from Vine Street Christian Church. All right, so here's what we're going with today. Today we're going to look at Michael Casey's homily called Shepherds. You know, shepherds are some of the most mysterious characters in the New Testament. The view we get of shepherds in the Gospels is not exactly the view that the folks in the era of shepherds would have had of them. In fact, it's almost diametrically opposite in some ways, as Michael Casey will teach us. But that just makes me think that the overall lesson is one we hear often, that God's ways are not our ways. And in this case, through the acts of the shepherds, their relationship with the sheep, things they're willing to do for their flock, that in fact the Gospels are teaching us. Do not, please do not project your human prejudices, characteristics, tendencies, and instincts onto God. Because God is not a human, except in Jesus' form. God is a force, a power, the mighty healing creator of all that is and all that will be. Thus, projecting human emotions or characteristics onto God is simply foolishness. We are the ones who have the spark of God in us, if we would but only tap into that. Well, maybe this little homily will help. It's called Shepherds. And here's what Michael Casey says. Shepherds and sheep have an enviable reputation in the Bible. Sheep are seen as mild animals, and lambs are proposed as spotless white symbols of innocence. Shepherds, for their part, are wise, they're diligent, and they're caring. The reality is somewhat different. Sheep are often stupid. In Jesus' time, shepherds were often viewed with suspicion at the local level because their nomadic ways made them uncontrollable. They were, at best, nuisances, at worst, criminals. We find that Jesus was among those who idealized shepherds. It is clear that no real shepherd would leave the remainder of the flock unprotected while he went off in search of the stupid stray. It is not a commercially viable proposition to risk the whole flock for a single sheep. Furthermore, even if we accept the image, we have to note that carrying the strayed sheep back to the flock on his own shoulders was not a sign of affection. It was simply the most efficient way of rejoining the flock. Jesus used this impossible image to portray the extravagant and effective love that God has for all. God will seek out the lost and bring them back. The gospel writer, John, pushes the image even further. You remember? He notes that there is a deep interpersonal connection between the shepherd and the sheep. He knows them, and they recognize and respond to his voice. Christ as shepherd is not merely one who exercises external control over the flock, but one who has a deep understanding of each of those entrusted to his care. He knew what was in their hearts, a proposition often illustrated in the stories of the gospel tradition. Jesus leads his flock. We follow him because he is one of us, like us in all things except sin. But there is more, an even wilder assertion. So greatly does this shepherd care about the sheep that he is prepared to die in their place. No ordinary shepherd would willingly do this. We have passed beyond human affairs into a totally different world of values. The extravagance of divine love is such that surpasses our understanding. Understand the love God has for us in that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Divine love far exceeds anything we call by that name. It is proactive. It is unconditional. It is intense. And it is all-embracing. We can catch only glimmers of divine love's total extent. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a deep breath. And another one. And let the Holy Spirit speak to us about what we just heard and to join us in the little poem we're about to hear. This is a poem called Authorship by James Ball Naylor. James B. Naylor was born 1860, the beginning of the Civil War. And he died 1945, around the end of World War II. Quite a lifespan. And he leaves us with this wonderful little ditty, Authorship. I hope you enjoy it. King David and King Solomon led merry, merry lives, with many, many lady friends and many, many wives. But when old age crept over them with many, many qualms, King Solomon wrote the Proverbs and King David wrote the Psalms. Love it. Amen. Let's hear it one more time. King David and King Solomon led merry, merry lives with many, many lady friends and many, many wives. But when old age crept over them with many, many qualms, King Solomon wrote the Proverbs, and King David wrote the Psalms. Well, amen to that. Hey, one last sip of my green matcha tea. One more glance at that beautiful flame of the pink sand candle. And as we leave today, hone in on the beautiful chants of the monks, the chant of the mystics.